88.9 Shine FM, safe and fun for the whole family. And every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We're getting through October here and talking about misophonia, which I'd never heard of until the start of the month.
That's right. And you said it correctly today, Mike.
Nice.
Well done.
Just took me a few weeks.
Yeah, well, it is a new word, and it is an important thing for people to know that there are neurological evidence of why some people struggle to tolerate certain sounds. So that's what our focus is going to be, is on misophonia in the brain today.
Okay.
So again, Dr. Jennifer Brout is the leading expert in this condition. And in a recent podcast, she talked about some of the latest research that has been completed. First of all, it took a while. So until this condition got a name, there was no funding. And now it has a name. The funding has started and some really cool research has been conducted. What we know is from the physiological research is that when somebody hears these particular sounds who has misophonia, their nervous system escalates. So their sympathetic nervous system gets activated, and this is measured in research studies by how sweaty their palms get.
Huh.
And it's kind of like a lie detector test, right?
That's what I was just thinking before you said that.
Exactly. Yes. So this really helps with validating that this is really happening to the person. This is not just people feeling like it's happening or saying that it's happening, or, you know, sometimes people can say, oh, that's all just in your head. No, it is not. In terms of neuroscience, we know that the amygdala is involved because the amygdala is part of the brain that mediates this fight-flight response in our autonomic nervous system arousal. So there is this article that was recently written, and it got a lot of attention. Dr. Kumar, so K-U-M-A-R from England, and he is the person who found that in an area of the brain called the insular cortex, or your anterior insular cortex, or AIC, there's more connectivity to the parts of the brain that processes emotion, and that it codes whether sound is good or bad, to put it simply. So there's something going on in the brain that's different for a person with misophonia than somebody who doesn't have it, where there is misinterpretation of the sound. So the brain in the AIC is sending messages saying, this is bad, this is bad. So if your brother's chewing across the table, those alarm bells are going off, the amygdala gets activated, and it can be very distressing for the person with misophonia.
Hmm.
So next week, we're going to talk about some tips for parents and strategies that can be used, because again, this is happening in milliseconds, right? So the sound happens, the brain responds, and it sends messages of distress. And that's where we'll end for this month on our topic of misophonia.
EckertCenter.com, of course. You can find out more about Kimberly and the team there and book appointments for a wide range of things that may help your family. And you've got a north and south location.
That's right. And we also have a gift certificate to give away today, Mike.
Let's do that. Caller number
1 today.
First one through, 403-276-8888. Thank you very much, Kimberly. We'll wrap it up next week.
Sounds great.